It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
I was to condense my last hour. If you can count all the different political parties in the country, all the different diseases, all the different religions, and all the different ceremonies, the different problems we have, alcoholism, drunkenness, drug addiction, whatever it is, pornography, you add all the different things up, and then you can count how many different ways you can hypnotize people. So when you come into the world, is it nurture or nature? Well, nurture, very rare. It's nature plus, I'm stuck because I don't have another word for nurture which is negative. It's defamation and degradation. We come into the world and we are degraded by the culture now. America at its best still had problems. It could have got better, but it didn't. We lost our way with regard to freedom. And what we got is now a completely upside down America. We still have noble people. Somehow, you know, nobility is not born in the blood. It doesn't come from the generations in the blood. The other thing does. And we have to learn to, so there's something in us that on the day we're born, we are really open to our cultures. So you're born in Borneo, you'd be a cannibal. And if you live long enough as a cannibal, you can't be converted. It's too late, the point of no return. That's the same with our schools and our politics and our religions. Our diseases are the results of hypnotic states. And because, as they've said, doctors have said it, well, most of illnesses are emotional because under stress. I call stress the disease-causing entity. It's an entity. There's a spirit behind it. I look at the wild animals. I look at crocodiles, and I look at all the different nature stories. And you don't see people. I equate those with people. These animals, they hardly ever get sick. The crocodile's got a wonderful immune system. Live in that filthy water. It doesn't even wash his food. It doesn't even taste it. It eats once a year if he's lucky. The animals don't get sick. The coyotes outside my door don't get sick. The kangaroos don't get sick. Yeah, maybe once in a while. They get some kind of virus that goes around and wipes them all out. I get it. Doesn't happen very often. And rats, they don't get sick. Look where they live. Now look at us. We don't know who we are anymore. I said, you're born in Borneo, you'd be cannibal. Where are you born? You're born in the Bronx. You'd be a bronco, whatever that is. You see, you'd even speak like... Look, there's some good things about environment. America should be a place of a good environment which preserves the integrity of the individual. And hopefully we do it through religion and the proper kind of politics, the kind of people we elect, the noble ones, that whose best interest represent us, see? And so that's not happening anymore. It's slowly but surely those days are dying out, and our country, our people, are becoming more decrepit and deviant. We become a deviant nation. And we don't understand our own deviance because we have lots of social programs to serve, to nurture us, to make us feel comfortable in our deviance. There's services for people who want abortion. That's because of the deviant practice of sex. See, you know, do you understand where I'm going with this? We have a moral compass. And you fall from it, and you fall from one world into the hands of another world. the unforgiving hands of the dark side of the force. It lurks in people waiting for you to fall, looking for your weakness, nurturing them, tempting you, teasing you, accusing you of things you didn't do. You come into a madhouse. The best of us, the survival of the fittest, are going to be the survival of the most noble in these coming years. I've said that. I've said that over and over again for the last 48 years. The survival of the fittest is the survival of the most noble. Okay. Let's get back to being sovereign citizens, shall we? Be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, kindly take notice that I didn't take many calls. The calls I took, pardon my bad grammar, but they were just chit-chat, but I made something out of it. I do hope that you will call with a substantive question about a problem you have so I can be helpful and we can have a nice dialogue. Otherwise, it's like living with your wife when you sit on one end of the table and you sit on the other and you say, pass the salt. That's about all that happens when, you know, after you've been married for a while. All right. We don't want it to be that way. I want this program to be stimulating in a good way. Enlightening. I think enlightenment is fun. A good, healthy fun. And when we don't have it, we are miserable. And we're miserable in the unhealthy fun because we want to be, something has to make us happy. And since we're not enlightened, we're not happy because we can't move in an enlightened way and find fulfillment. So then we become a fool that looks to be filled. This is most of you. All right, now, I hope that you can see yourself and not be angry with me for telling you, because I'm the messenger, so don't get angry at the messenger, please. Thank you. We'll take Emma in Los Angeles. Hello, Emma. What can I do for you?
Hi, Mr. Masters. You know, I never, ever thought you were crazy. You just always sounded dead on to me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I hope you mean right on, but...
Well, okay, right on.
Okay. All right.
Well, thing. You started helping me stand up to my vicious husband a year and a half ago.
Yes.
And you said, it's been a rough haul, but you said that what would happen is he might either get well or he would
get
like
worse.
Yeah. Get worse and throw me out. But what has happened is that when he did, you know, try to throw me out, I just agreed and said, fine, well, now he doesn't want me to go. But what happened is when he did his thing that he does, I hope I can word this correctly, I could just see that he's going crazy. He doesn't
yes.
want me to leave. But, like, I...
Nor should you.
But, Mr. Masters, it seems like he's going crazy in a way that he's going to be like...
But, listen. This is not your responsibility. Now,
okay.
Dear lady, please listen to me very carefully. This is psychological warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's psycho-illogical warfare. Because you're fighting psycho-illogical people. And they don't see their own lack of logic.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like to see themselves, and they especially don't like you to show them by holding up a light in face of their confrontations. So I'm sure he's aggressive. And so when he's aggressive, I hope you're following the rule of your heart is that you do not respond with resentment to any intimidation that is placed on you. If you're doing that, I can take it further with you. I can explain the rest of why he's going mental. But of course, if you're making fun of him and enjoying the pleasure of it, then he will go mental because of you. In other words, there's no hope for him or you, because you'll just be sick as he is if you are taking pleasure in his going crazy. But well, you must not take in. Go ahead.
I catch the resentment and I watch it, and it diminishes after a period. It does take a couple hours.
No. Listen. No.
Yes.
It is wrong. I will send you back to the drawing board, because you're still part of his problem, and you are doing harm. The moment you get upset, the moment he succeeds intimidating you, you fuel his sickness. You fuel his anger. So if you're angry, you give off an energy field. You give off the energy which angers him. And then he will do things to anger you. And you will do your little thing to enjoy angering him. Because there's a certain pleasure. Resentment has a perverse pleasure in it. It's called judgment. In other words, you may not realize that you're judging, but you have two powers. It's like the Lord of the Rings. If you reach for the ring of power, it would be judgment. It means you will do unto others what they've done unto you. You will actually try to do them worse than they did unto you. But as a woman, you're not a strong person. You're not physically strong like a man, not ordinarily. And so that you take pleasure in needling him and mocking him and then being stubborn when he's trying to make a point, and you really tick him off and then drive him up the wall. And then you watch this, him going mad, and you think you're sane. No, you're not. You're not sane because you're part of the problem. And see, so I can't train you. I cannot teach you more than I say, you must call me back. Because you're not ready to hear what I want to say next to you. You're not ready for this. You're still part of the problem. In other words, the secret is not 2 hours later to cool down.
Okay.
Because those hours will become 3 and 4 and 10 and 15, and the whole year, your whole life will be full of anger. One after another. You have the power within you to realize that anger is a sin, especially resentment, secret resentment. You have to learn to endure injustice without hating back. That doesn't mean to say you should not do anything. I didn't say that. It comes a time for you to do something, but not out of resentment. But the resentment itself, just the resentment itself, mocks a person. And the resentment could be you resisting a good point he's making. He could be making some good points, but you're resisting. You're self-righteous. You're sort of ensconced on your throne of judgment, you see, and you may not realize it. And this is very annoying and degrading to a man when he's making a point and you're stiffening and with resentment towards him as if he was crazy. He will be crazy, and you will be driving him crazy. And so far be it for me to help you with this until you have learned to deal with him calmly so that you are no longer a part of the problem. At that point, I can take you further, and maybe you can help this man. This man may not be as bad as you are making him, because you are still part of the problem. The minute you said, "I am resentful, but I get over it," you have failed, because the moment is the moment, and you cannot unscramble the egg. Look, I just counseled some people, and the story is this kind of thing. The lady has a brother, and he's out of order, and he's not married, and he has custody of the child for a little while, and he's being mean to the child. Okay, this is how it goes, and this boy, young man, is mean, and this other gentleman, and And this was the brother. And so she kicks him under the table and says, look, as if to say, my brother is being mean to his own child. As if to say, take care of it. See? So he does. And then there's a confrontation with that man. You can't tell me to do what I want to do with my own son in my own house. And he would say, I can, as long as I see you doing that, I stand up and say what I must say. And there was a big argument. All of a sudden, the lady takes jumps to the side of her brother. But in other words, one minute she kicks him under the table as if to say, help him, he's not doing the right thing. And he does. He did the right thing. When he did the right thing, she sides with her brother. And what confusion is sown in that man and that little boy. And that boy goes on to be a broken person for the rest of his life. So that was 30 years ago. We're talking about something that happened 30 years ago. That boy, the father and son, don't speak anymore, and he's gone on to be a bum. That moment was a seminal moment. You can't unscramble an egg. You people can't unscramble the egg. Whenever you react to a moment, that moment has been decided. If anybody could make you react, that moment has been decided for you. You get worse. Everything gets worse. Rule number one. Learn, understand what it means to be patiently endure. It doesn't mean to say suppress your anger. It means not to have any. Follow? It means not to have any. But that requires salvation from it, because anger has already emboldened your enemy, and you're under the grip of that vicious cycle. You're caught up in the world. And once you start to get angry, it's easier to anger you the second. And once you get upset, it's easier to upset you and takes less to do it. See, and so you're expressing it or repressing it either way. You're making yourself worth everything. You don't do what you should, or you express what you should in a wrong way and make everything worse. Nothing goes right. You will not draw a same breath as long as you live, my fellow Americans, if you are aroused by injustice. Injustice does its thing. Injustice rules because it knows that you can't understand why people do such things. It's irrational. It's not irrational, it's clever. The injustice has a power to test your virtue, your loyalty to your creator. And so you don't realize that to be angry at something wrong, you think that's righteous. No, you're falling. You could be not angry and do what you must do. You can be not angry and punch somebody in the nose if you had to save someone's life, or take a gun, or wrestle someone to the ground, or whatever it is you do. You can do it without anger. You cannot lose. Because when you're not angry, it means you have a choice not to do something if you don't want to, and you're not suppressing it. And you get more. You're not going to function in the time of the intimidator. You will take that course. It takes its own course, because there's a course set for you that will cause you to act offensively, if necessary, if that's the correct word. Offensively, the defense is your calmness. The offense is when you get a little nudge. Now's the time to speak up. Now's the time to do the thing. And that moment will be given to you. That moment will be given to you just as surely as the power is given to you not to be angry.
Okay.
This is the beginning of your psychological warfare, young lady. And everybody must listen. You have to find grace. That's what the Christian churches talk about. And very few deliver it. And we're going to start with your psychological warfare, which is fighting evil, fighting your own demons and the demons in other people, who know how to get into you and tie you in knots and make your life miserable and then pretend to be your friend and give you comfort or a drug. Here, take one of these, whether it's legal or illegal. The motives of people are not very good these days. It's hard to find a real person. Very hard to find a real one. We can find each other on this program, I do hope. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, in case, because of the times that we're living in, stations go dark, and I can't afford to pay, so whichever it is, support the program for many reasons, because I can help you and generations to come. And I can help my country in my own special way by helping you to become better citizens. Because if you want to keep your democratic republic, you have to be sovereign citizens, because bad people will vote out those laws that men died for to give us our freedom. The Constitution, of course. What you need is a constitution inside you already. So that if there wasn't any laws, you wouldn't do anything wrong. Simple. And you couldn't be dragged. You couldn't be tricked into it. And if you are tricked into it, you'd see your weakness and recover. All right. 866 Radio Roy. Call my office and get a copy of the CD, Be Still and Know, but it also is wrapped in a wrapper called How Your Mind Can Keep You All, the package. It's $55. It's $50 for the CD, but the extra $5, you can get the book as well. And you go to the website, you'll see it there, the whole full page. And then we're going to take you through stages. So I'm planning on having stage two, but you've got to go through stage one first, and it's all you need for a long time. And you may not need stage two if you do stage one right. So, and stage two will be a package of CDs, Pain, Fear, and Stress, and a book called How to Conquer Negative Emotions. It's not up there yet. It's there, but it's not in the sequence I'm going to place it. One page at a time is how we're going to do our website. And then we're going to do, in probably next week or so, I'll give you plenty of notice, we're going to replay the Labor Day seminar. 3 days, 6 hours a day. You can do 12 hours a day and you get through it if you want to, but I think many of you will do it, because 12 hours will pass like that. Like these 2 hours, they pass very quickly. All right, now let's take our calls now. 866 Radio Roy. Call my office, FHU.com is the website. And remember, if a station goes dark, you got my website. You can hear me anywhere in the world, and XM is the backup. And that's 166 America Right. Okay, now, we're going to go to our callers. I've been talking myself silly today. But let me see. Can you read that to me, because the light's shining? What does he want? What does John San Diego want? Can you read it for me? A nagging problem with insecurity. Okay. John, are you there, or Bean?
Yes, I'm here.
Insecurity comes from your anger. You always look at anger and frustration, and they connect to will. See, and then you have to decide: is it really your will that wants this and that? Is it really your will that's frustrated, and you'll find that it isn't your will at all, because there's only two wills in this world, and you don't have either one of them: the will of God, and on earth as it is in heaven, so to speak. And the will of the other fellow. And if you get upset, you get entangled with the will of the other fellow that you think is your own, like getting even and taking drugs to kill the pain. What is the pain? It's called your conscience. It's the will you've fallen from, the will you've betrayed by getting angry and upset and frustrated. See?
I see. So, okay, so now, regarding making life decisions and choices, like I'm deploying to Kuwait here pretty soon. I'm with my Naval Reserve Unit.
Yes.
I can't, I mean, I did it for a variety of reasons, but this is a place of conflict that I've had. How do you know when it's divinely inspired, or when you're led that way, or if it's just of your own will?
Well, that's very simple. It's you're a soldier, as I see, so I can send you materials you need. I have a special CD called Coping Strategies. It's specially designed for the military to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder and to prevent you from having it when you go there, so that you are strong in the face of the worst kind of evil, the worst kind of horror. You'll be strong in the face of it.
I appreciate that, Mr. Masters. I already have it, though. I've been listening to you for a while, and I've been practicing the meditation.
Yes, yes.
I'm on my way to improving, but I still have reached this plateau that I'm not able to overcome yet. I still react to outward influences, you know, and yeah, I'm trying to get centered.
Well, you see how dangerous that could be if you're going into a theater of war.
Yeah.
If you can't deal with the little things, how do you expect to deal with the big things?
Well, I understand, but I've been like that my whole life.
I know, but the point is you need to practice with your friends. I don't know if you're married, with your wife, your children. When you trip over the cat, you don't get angry at the cat as if the cat's fault, and there's the little twinge of resentment in there. Watch for it. Just be aware, when you get up in the morning and you sit quietly, let that prepare you to go into the day and to look for opportunities not to be irritated. You know, you can never have an accident if you look for having one. If you keep watching out to have an accident, your consciousness will keep you from it. If you try too hard, I'm not talking about trying too hard, because then that will give you a sort of a tunnel vision. No, I'm talking just being aware, so you have a whole panorama to see from. See, if you're angry, I'll give you an example. Make a point. So a guy goes on the beach. This is my favorite story. I made it all up. But it's a metaphor for what happens.
Okay.
And so he's walking on the beach, and it's a beautiful evening, and he cuts his foot on a big piece of glass. Very bad. And he gets very angry, and he goes home, and after a few weeks of having terrible problems with that pain, he's not to be robbed of walking on the beach. After all, you know, it's beautiful. So he goes back. This time he goes back looking. He's very conscious of glass.
Uh-huh.
So now, the trouble is, now his conscious is focused, looking for the glass. And while he's looking for the glass, he falls into a little sand hole the kid makes and twists his ankle. Now, next time he goes back, he's looking for, you know, little holes in the ground, little holes and glass. And now his consciousness now is focused even more tunnel vision. He's got two things to watch for. But he's losing the panorama of freedom, where you can see the dangers coming.
Okay.
And you see that? So life is like that. You keep reacting to things, and you become paranoid. And you get confused. You don't know what decisions to make anymore. You're reacting to this. You're reacting to that. You're looking out for this. You're being defensive. You're on your guard. You get frustrated. You try it this way. That's the story of your life. And that's what I'm saying. This, in other words, the beautiful thing of what I'm saying is there's nothing for you to do except wake up tomorrow morning and just be aware. Look for the little things that annoy you, and look inside you. So your thoughts can annoy you, but it's unfinished business. Watch the thought that annoyed you, that would have otherwise annoyed you, and stand back and watch it, and it goes away. Don't fall into it. Don't fall into the little judgment. If he says that to me, I say that to him, kind of thing. Watch it, and watch that thought. It needs treatment, and the treatment is watching it, and the light dissolves it. So now you are more equipped. Now you all of a sudden you're free to see the next event, which will be outside you. Watch for that, and you can see it coming. And you can, just like a soldier who's on a high tower, he sees the enemy coming, rather than the person sitting on the ground and the enemy breaks through the barricade, he doesn't even see him coming. If you have a consciousness that's high up, you'll see things coming, and you'll be prepared. And that preparation is patience. Say patient endurance, and you can take anything they throw at you, anything, and the enemy will have the disadvantage for messing with you. That's psychological warfare. Okay, I hope that's helpful. I'm Roy Masters with Advice Line.
Just released from the Foundation of Human Understanding, The Lecture of the Month is now available on your web subscriptions or as a CD. The July Tape of the Month offers all of the best callers from the entire month. For more information, call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com. Also on FHU.com, listen to Roy Masters debates Walter Martin, the Bible Answer Man. This is a remastered version of the classic bestseller. The content is still excellent and just as relevant today as it was in 1980. CDs, tapes, and downloads all include the improved version. The double CD version also includes multiple tracks for the first time. That's Roy Masters debates Walter Martin, Bible Answer Man. For more information, call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com. If you'd like to write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, it's P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Oh, commercial is next. Hello, here I am again. Well, would you please take to heart some of the things I said? What stops you from going to my website or giving my office a ring, a call, and say, I'd like to get a copy of Roy's Be Still and Know and the book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well? What could you lose? You spend your money on junk, pills, anything, alcohol, gambling. Money flows like water. No wonder you don't have anything. You know why I have something, why I have things? People like me are successful. Because I turn over a nickel before I spend it. I decide what, I really don't need that. I really don't need that. I don't need any of that. And all of a sudden I have money. And all of a sudden I have an opportunity. Ah, I go through that door. You know, you couldn't go through that door. You spend it on drugs, alcohol, buying yourself a nice car. I drive myself an old car, $100, with the door bashed in for many years. And so on and so forth. So I accumulate money even when I didn't have much. I'd save half of it. And I became a stronger person for not self-indulging myself. Self-welfare, I call it. You grow roots to depend the pleasures you give into and the spirit that's behind it. So I don't know why that the lure of drugs and alcohol and all the wrong people in marrying all the wrong people. I can help you overcome that. But you have to look at yourself as a big mess of reactions and not think that being upset is normal. It is not. So you get upset when I said that. Does it get upset you when I tell you that being upset is perverse? It leads to mental illness and troubles and anger and violence and drugs and alcohol and divorce and broken kids. But you love your anger and it's called judgment. You enjoy the pleasure of hurting others as they hurt you, or hurting others before they're hurting you. I get it. You enjoy all the secret judgment of letting people hurt you and feeling superior to them. All right. 866 Radio Roy. Drop the rage. And you'll conquer all. All right. 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com. Oh, I wish I had a nice pair of earphones, because I could do a longer program if I didn't have to have these clamped on my ears all the time, okay? Hint, hint, TRN. Hint, 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 TRN. Hypnotic suggestion. All right, let me see now. Helen in New Jersey. Hello, Helen. What can I do for you?
Roy, I would like your insight.
Oh, what? Go ahead.
Several months ago, I spoke with you about my problem with cleaning too much, and you helped me see how cleaning too much was also related to my not having house guests. And anyhow, something.
No, I didn't do that. I couldn't have said that. I would have said to you that if you are clean, if you have a cleaning fetish, it's because you're dirty inside. And you have to have everything clean on the outside so you can reflect it, because you're a social animal. You're an environmental animal. You reflect the clean conditions. You reflect the order. So if there's no order outside, you're in chaos inside. But that's how you overcome the chaos. The chaos inside is not because things are out of order. It's because you are out of order. You're lost. You're broken. And so the only thing you can fix is your furniture and house, or the, you know, perfecting your environment, because you reflect it. And if anybody moves the furniture or steps on your rug with a dirty foot, you go crazy. It's like stepping on you, on your soul. So that's what I would say to you, not what you just said.
Well, that's fair. In fact, as I was speaking, I realized I wasn't making sense. And what you said, that just may be true. But here's what happened.
No, it is true.
I will accept that.
But the point is, we need, then, if you accept that, then you have to accept what is causing you to be broken inside, to be disordered, to have confusion and conflict.
And I don't know.
It's anger. It's called being upset and judgmental. You are a judgmental person. Who are you judging? Who are you upset with? What comes to mind when you get upset with something? Is it something immediate or something that keeps coming back from the past?
Well, there's usually something from the past, because I've had a very troubled life, even though on the surface it's like an upper middle class lifestyle with
all the
advantages.
Yes, of course.
There were a lot of things that were very painful, and let me just say one thing. Maybe I'm not speaking in making much sense, but when you gave me certain insights about my cleaning obsession, I don't even quite know what they were, but for the past few months, I've been in a great deal of pain realizing how I've hurt my children in particular. I have two teenage children.
Of course, of course.
And I've hurt them because I didn't have company in the house, like friends for them, as much as I should have.
I get it. You did everything for your own security, such as it was, and then you turned your children against you, and you created problems in them.
That is true, and now what I'm doing, for instance, my daughter has a cross country team in her high school, and they want to have a pasta dinner here, and I said yes. Because, as you've said, you can't grow if you don't have a way to practice.
Correct. That's right.
So I'm going to have 20 people here. But I will say something. I don't know how it happened. You sent me your tape, which I had been doing for 20 years. But I listened to it anew, and I heard something new and something softened. For instance, I did have some company after I spoke with you, and I wasn't as troubled about, is someone going to make a mess? It didn't trouble me so much.
I'm not over it yet. That's a good sign, but that's a very good sign. And having the kids over is another good sign. And if you watch for the little irritations, and of course you expect them to behave themselves properly in your house and not make a mess, but if somebody spills some wine on the if somebody does, then you say, no, mother, we'll fix it. In other words, the carpet's not more important than your relationship with that person who just made a mistake.
This is what I want, an insight I had just the other day. I said to myself, I'm shutting myself off from people now because I don't mean to, but I realized that I have to make a choice.
That's very good.
I want to bring people into my life, the good people who I can relate to.
That's right. That's right.
Or do I want to just have my floor clean? See, I don't wear shoes in my house.
You have to choose, don't you?
Right.
And so,
but I need to talk with you like a father. My father is Jewish also, and you remind me of him. Here's my question. We're not saying that people can misbehave in my home, but with having a warm heart, I can have people in my home and say, well, we don't wear shoes in the house. Do you mind taking your shoes off?
That's perfectly good. If somebody walks in with shoes and doesn't know the rule, oh, you just don't get upset. Say, look, would you mind taking the... Thank you very much. And that's the way you do it. Now, I'll give you an example. I have been helping a veteran who is working with... I have a gardener who comes around and does all kinds of things. I love them. He's a good man. Very tough, strong man. He's a security guard. And he can do anything. And so he gets lots of help. And one of them was a veteran. And I noticed he was smoking. And I said to him one day, I can help you stop smoking. Let me show you. And I stopped him right there and then. And he couldn't. And I said, let me show you. He's a veteran suffering post-traumatic stress disorder. I got it. And I was helping him. And he's getting better. Stopped smoking. Everything. And one day... he was laying tile on the ground, and, well, I don't know what happened, but there was two people doing it, and he left the grout on the tile, so they had to dig up the tile again. Excuse me. And the gardener was wrath, angry with him, and it may not have been his fault, but I didn't care. And he didn't have the money to pay for that tile. I said, look, never mind. It's okay. It's not a big deal. I don't care who did it. The tile is not that important. What's important is you. So I'll pay for the tile and pay for your time at the same time, because I know you didn't mean it and you're caught in that. And see, that little bit could change the rest of his life. See, that little tiny bit. You have no idea how little the things are that can make a person's life better or worse. And so he would love me for that, and I, you know, love the good that I was giving him, and walk away a better man, being the example to him of what he should be to others.
But at the same time,
you can't let people take advantage of you. He wasn't doing that. He wasn't taking advantage of me, breaking up the tile and did it purposely. He didn't do that purposely. See that?
Right. So you're saying if I say to someone, please, we don't wear shoes, that's all. They'll just take their shoes off. And if
but
they
that's
forget,
your, it's your,
forget,
it's your, it, that's
exactly.
your house.
Yes.
That's simple.
I have a question. I don't want you to think I'm being so picayune. When my children were little, I started to become obsessed with cleanliness. We had some guests here with kids, and later I would find, like, food on the walls and stuff. So when my children were little, I would say to their friends after they ate in my house, I'd say, please...
Let me say this, dear. Let me stop you right there. Forget it. It's from now onwards that's important. The past, let it go. Don't build on the past. Only the past that you deal with correctly in the present. If you deal with something correctly in the past, on the present, you will build on it. If you get upset in the moment, then the next moment will find you bringing the past, the misery of that past moment, through the present into your next future, and you'll be building on anger. See? That's all you need to do. It's as simple as that. You don't have to ask so many questions.
Okay.
You know what to do. You know what to do. Okay. Not keep it simple, stupid. Okay?
I have one unrelated question that you can answer in a second for me. When I meditate, I do feel my hand rising and I feel it buzzing and stuff. Like I feel it like tingling, but it gets cold sometimes.
Well, don't know what happens. You don't concentrate too hard. It's called glove anesthesia in hypnosis. You're hypnotizing yourself. Do not struggle. It's only to be aware of your hand, and that's all. Not to push, to force it to feel.
Okay, so in other words, it gets cold because I'm trying too hard.
Yeah, yes, right. If you try too hard, you can put your hand to sleep and you can cut your hand off and you wouldn't notice it. That's what hypnosis does if you're not careful. I mean, you can actually make your meditation an anesthetic. It wouldn't be good. To do that. It's not the way. The energy's got to flow through you naturally, just by bringing your attention. If your attention wanders off, bring it back. If it wanders off, okay, bring it back.
Okay.
Okay. Be good.
Okay. Thank you, Roy.
Have a good Yontif. Even if it isn't Yontif. Okay. All right. Now, let's see. Los Angeles. Well, I don't know about this one. Because how many years you've been meditating and you haven't got anywhere?
About 20 years.
I know it happens. If you watch my Sunday morning talks, I have people who've been listening, stragglers. They all know they're stragglers and they're stubborn. Some of them have been, you know, on and off listening to me, on and off for 20, 30, 40 years. And that's why the Sunday morning sessions are so good, because I'm dealing with really tough, difficult people. And so much is realized in those moments. And every now and then you will see someone breaking through. And it takes sometimes people a long time. But it's only because your stubbornness of heart, a stubbornness of spirit. Somebody could be listening to me right this minute and have a whole new life just by listening and saying, I'm not crazy. So I've always believed that. This man is just saying what I've always known, but I've doubted it. And bingo. That person's better from everything.
And I see that perfectly. Over the years, I've seen how I've gone through a whole lot of different wrong ways of doing things. And I do at moments understand and benefit from the meditation greatly, where I'll see something that split second before it happens, and mm-hmm. I realize I did it right. But still, when I least expect it, I get caught up in something.
No. When you least expect it, you were caught up already in something you shouldn't be caught up with. See, I can swim and write a book. So I can swim for 2 hours up and down. And while I'm swimming, I haven't lost any consciousness. I'm thinking about, you know, gravity and this and that. And I watch it because when my hands are busy, my mind is free. And so, but hold the line, hold a second. Now I can mix some of these points to this gentleman. And we have one other call if we can hold from California. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Roy Masters, 866 Radio Roy. Would you call tomorrow, 866 Radio Roy, and say, I like the program, please send me that CD and the cassette, or the CD and the book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. Or go online and see it. And try it. It says try before you buy it. Meditate. Try it. See if it works. It's the whole Gashmir. And if it works, you buy it. If it doesn't work, go somewhere else. But it should work. Yeah, it should work almost right away. I mean, it's all a matter of see if I can lead your soul to the paths of righteousness, see. That is, if I can lead it, that's the whole purpose of the meditation, is to lead you to a place inside you that you once knew, and stress the demon of stress, the disease-causing entity outside you drew you away. Some trauma, some cruelty. It's always cruelty and disappointment. There's always the examples abound around you where, you know, you have to navigate through the madness of people. They don't even know they're crazy. And then one of these days, all those crazy V people will have a dictator and you'll be sort of the few that are sort of odd man out, and you have to live in a brave new world. Not a very nice speculation. There won't be any room for people like you and me unless there's more you and me's. So, whoever you are out there, if you can't afford the CD, you can always listen. The worst case scenario, if you're in South America or India somewhere, you can always log on the website and meditate, and there it is. And you can go to the bookstore and thumb through the books. The pages turn and you can read the books. What more do you want? And so it says, try before you buy means listen to it. And you listen to that as many times as you want to. It's like having it. It'd be nice if you bought it. $55 with a book. We send it to you. 866 Radio Roy. Would you please mention, you know, call my office and say I enjoyed the program and here's some support, and give a little extra if you can. because we really are suffering, and it's very difficult. Donations would be appreciated. You can do it online, or you can send a check. Thank you. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Okay? And so, remember, XM, if the station goes dark, for some reason, if the station you listen to goes dark, goes away, and I'm not there anymore, there's reasons. It's the times, for me and the stations. And so, XM, 10 to 2 in the morning, and FHU.com, same time. So you've got two backups until we get reestablished with different stations or the same station. We'll be right back.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Lee is having trouble with his meditation for 20 years, and I know people like that, and there's a parable that Jesus gives. The kingdom of heaven is like a sower who sows the seed, and some fell on the dry ground, and some fell on the cracked ground, and some went on the moist ground. And he gave different situations where people, the seeds represent people, where the dry ground, it dries up, it doesn't go anywhere, but then the seed falls into a place where it's moist and it springs up, but then the birds eat it, and so on, until it gets to the point where people triumph and they yield a good life. And represented by full ears of corn, see? And so you're a person that is not fully committed. You're a double-minded person. Otherwise, you would have got it right away. And you have to suffer more. You may have to suffer more to see your way doesn't work. Because you always have, you're always looking for the next opportunity, the next love around the corner. You can't quite give yourself over to the purpose for which you're created. You know there's some kind of form of fulfillment somewhere and you're missing it, and you're not yet committed. And that's why, that you sit quietly when things go wrong, and it may help a little bit. But until you're ready to be commit, how I say it, if you're not committed, you'll be committed.
And I've seen that in myself.
Yes.
And I look at it, and now I'm at a point where I wonder now, how do I get past this?
I realize
that's the truth.
Okay, I'm glad you see that.
So what do I do now?
Nothing really. Just see that and then not know what to do and not be angry with a wasted life, because it really hasn't been wasted if you see that. See that? Because if you didn't have a wasted life and had pain, if you were happy with everything. I've met people who have everything and couldn't understand why they were crazy and why were they in misery, because they have everything. And because they have so much, they're so intoxicated, you can't talk to them. They die that way. So you'd be happy that you're troubled. Seek and you shall find. And when you find the troubledness of being. That's what you find. The first thing you see is your trouble. And that's a good thing. And then you realize, but then you can't fix it. But you can see what troubles you. You're unforgiving. And you're ambitious. The unforgiving leads to insecurity. And the insecurity leads to things that make you feel secure. And then you place your bets in the wrong place. You look for love and happiness in all the wrong places. And it doesn't work because they can't give it to you. They just take more from you. Isn't that right? Something like that.
Yes.
That's the story of your life. That story is everybody's life. That's why I know it so well. My dear friend, why don't you watch this? I've got a special talk on Sunday, this Sunday coming up. Wednesday. Cancel all those other days. Wednesday, we're putting up last Sunday's, which is exquisite discussion, really. But the one up there is not bad right now, good. They're usually very good, but this is exquisite. So I promote next Wednesday when we put it up in the afternoon sometime. And we haven't given it a title. The one that's up there right now is How to Be Forever Forgiven. And it's all about that. So I suggest to my audience to look at the Sunday morning sessions. You can actually play them the whole week anytime you're ready. It doesn't have to be Sunday, but Sunday's live. All right, always live. And the others are refeeds on video. Well, thank you, my friend. I hope that's been helpful to you. Has it?
Yes, it has.
You see, all I want you to do is just take it easy. Relax. You, of yourself, you can do nothing. And be happy with that. Because the voice that says to you, the wordless word that says, of yourself, you can do nothing. The Father within you will do the works, because even Jesus said that. And you're no higher than him. So, if he said it, why don't you just settle down and stop struggling and let go and let God? That's exactly what... In other words, if you do nothing right, you will do nothing wrong. Remember that little thing. Say it to yourself. If I do nothing right, I do nothing wrong. And you tangled up with it because it sounds like a contradiction. But if you put the emphasis in the right place, if I do nothing in a right way, sit still, be still, I will never do anything wrong. See? In other words, you can't do anything wrong. But on the other hand, you can't do anything right. See that? So, in other words, something acts through you, good or evil acts through you. You're just the agent. Which agent are you going to be? That's all it is. And then listen to that voice. Stop struggling. You can't save yourself. And if you realize that quietly, oh, I see that. I can't save myself. What a fool I am for trying. Who do you think I am? You see? And then things start to get better. Call me. Call me in a couple of days and let me know how you're doing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure this evening. And so we have still callers waiting. But we have a program. The hour that follows is a refeed, to put it, to have transparency. Call my office, 866 Radio Roy, tomorrow, will you please, and give a donation or buy something. Thank you. Keep my people busy. And that way we can give stuff away free to our soldiers and our prisoners behind bars. Thank you. And pay the staff. Thank you.
If you've been helped by the work Roy Masters is doing on the radio, please consider paying forward the gift you have received so others may benefit as well. The Pay It Forward program allows you to automatically donate the amount you want on a monthly basis. Even just $5 a month from people who care will make a difference. Or you can make a one-time donation and help support our radio program and website, as well as our prison ministry and Patriot Outreach program. If you'd like to contact us by mail, write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call Monday through Friday, regular business hours, West Coast time, 1-800-877-3227. Again, that's the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. For more information on the Foundation of Human Understanding, visit the website fhu.com. That's fhu.com. If you are a veteran who needs help coping with PTSD, or you know a veteran who needs that help, visit www.patriotoutreach.org. Here is what Colonel Antonio Monaco, United States Army, has to say.
The key problem to PTSD is reimagining the trauma again. How you can overcome it is you and I go into the movie theater together, and as the movie begins, we slowly become involved and we start becoming part of the movie. Well, if I hit your arm and I broke the image of the movie and he remembers he's in the audience, when he goes back to the movie, it doesn't have that emotional bond, or it doesn't have that tie to the imagery in the movie. It breaks the endless loop of thought.
For free, confidential materials to help you deal with PTSD, visit www.patriotoutreach.org.
All military, all veterans, all retirees, government civilians, and battlefield contractors and their families can have access to this.
www.patriotoutreach.org.